Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar,
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's time for the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. If you have questions, let us know. Get them in before it gets too late. 437-1620. Mike, how you doing this beautiful morning?
Jake, it is gorgeous out there.
Man, isn't it?
It really is. It looks like, looking ahead, a little rain coming up and maybe close to the weekend, but we're going to approach 80 degrees here. We're going to, it's about 78, 79 degrees. That's what we've been looking for, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Good beach weather.
Get to the beach before everybody else does.
That's right. And I'm quite sure, tuning in this morning are all the spring breakers that are here in Pensacola. And so I'm so glad this weather cleared up for them. It's a little cool, maybe a little cool to jump in the Gulf, but I do hope they have a good time. And even though they may not be listening, I hope they have a great time. Stay safe, because it's just a fun time of life.
It really is.
Is that spring break time from college. So good for them. Mm-hmm. One question that everybody wants to know, because it really does dictate what we do and when we do it, is when are we going to have the last freeze or even a hard frost? So what we do, Jake, we go back to our handy dandy chart, which probably goes back about 20 years, to see what it says about the last time we're going to have 32 degrees temperature this year. Okay. Very simply, it says on March 13th, you only have a 10% chance of a frost or a hard freeze. And that percentage goes down from there. So we're getting so close. I had a conversation the other day with someone who just really loves tropical plants and that type of thing, and said they went to one of the garden centers, which just got in a brand new shipment of those just this last week, and they said the parking lot was jammed with people who were buying those things. And you know what? That's probably a pretty good approach, because if you, let's say you're looking for a hibiscus. Well, you've got a whole row of hibiscus in the nursery. Some may be better looking than others. And so go ahead and get there early and get it home. Just don't plant it yet.
Right.
Don't plant it. Leave it in the pot. Put it out where you can water it. And then, of course, if we have that old late March, early April cold snap, then you can just pull it into the garage. But at least you've bought the best-looking plant there is. It's like buying bulbs. Caladium bulbs are one of my favorite spring bulbs. We've talked about those extensively on the Garden Line. But if you've got a display of caladium bulbs, the bigger the better. Get there first. Mm-hmm. Get the big one. Get the best one. And then you can plant it when it's time to plant. So we are getting close, though. And I think as we get into April, first week in April, we may want to get planting. What we'll need to do, Jake, is check those pecan trees on I-110.
Right.
And let's see if by chance they put on some new growth by then.
The true litmus test.
Oh, absolutely, no question about it. So in any event, it is a great time of year. We hope our audience will give us some phone calls, texts, whatever, today, so we can discuss what's on your mind and maybe answer some questions and see what you're up to. What I thought I'd start off with, Jake, is just a very quick recap of some of the clubs, organizations that concentrate on certain plants. And we've all know about the Pensacola Camellia Club. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest camellia club in the nation, believe it or not. And they meet the third Tuesday of each month. Membership is pretty expensive, $10 a year.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I know. But they are a great club. If you, as you landscape this spring, want to plant some camellias, this is a great resource for information. And they are absolutely great at discussing with new gardeners. Maybe you have a new, maybe you're a new homeowner and have a lot of camellias on your property. Well, the Pensacola Camellia Club is the club you might want to look at. Also, you've got the Pensacola Rose Society. That's membership is only $25. Pensacola Rose Society obviously concentrates on roses, and they meet 6 o'clock the second Monday of each month at the Pensacola Garden Center. The roses, if you're going to grow roses this spring, we've talked about that, and could talk about it some more if you wanted to. Don't go out and just start buying all the roses you can find. In other words, don't go out and buy a dozen roses and plant them. Get one tea rose, one floribunda, and a good knockout rose. Get those three, plant them, and be sure that growing roses is kind of your cup of tea. It's kind of what you want to do because they do take a little extra care, but they can be so very satisfying. A couple more. The Pensacola Daylily Club. We don't talk too much about daylilies here on the Garden Line, but we probably should because it is a great plant, a great perennial for Pensacola. They're all different varieties. People like to propagate them. They like to share them with friends, give them as gifts. But the Pensacola Daylily Club, September through June, they meet the second Monday of each month at the Pensacola Garden Center at 6:30. So if you are thinking about using some daylilies in your landscape and you just don't know much about them, you just like the way they look, the Pensacola Daylily Club is a great resource. Now, here's one that you may not want to concentrate on, but it is such a fun hobby. That's the Pensacola Gulf Coast Bonsai Society. They meet the second Thursday of every month at the Garden Center. I think everybody must meet at the Garden Center. But if you're into bonsai, into propagating in some of your shallow pots, keeping these plants in a miniature form, Pensacola Gulf Coast Bonsai Society, it may be for you. And finally, the last one to mention is one that Catherine, our great listener, told us about. It's the Bud and Bloom Garden Circle. Been around forever. Established in 1958. They meet the fourth Monday of each month, 10 o'clock. Take a guess where?
At the Garden Center.
Garden Center, absolutely. And this is a garden club. I think they, you know, anybody that wants to be involved with some fellow gardeners, talk about horticulture, talk about planting on a regular basis. Yes. So the Bud and Bloom Garden Center, fourth Monday of each month, 10 o'clock at the Garden Center. Mm. So those are just some organizations as we go into spring that you may want to be involved with if you, and concentrate on particular landscaping. So anyway, that's that. Take a little break.
Yes, we'll take a break. We've got a couple texts already in here to answer, and don't go anywhere. Get your questions in, 437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Don't go anywhere. We're about to hear from our sponsor, Blue Sky Landscaping. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a good conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about how they solve cold cases and how the things they've been doing really translated into recently solving one from more than 30 years ago. Also talked about the case against Jonathan Owens at the Ethics Commission over the Burgosh text messages. Had a good discussion of all the logical fallacies involved in the case against cultivated meat by the state legislature this session. And, of course, talked about the SpaceX splashdown south of NAS Pensacola. You can listen at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in, 437-1620. We're going to go to some of these text questions already because they're starting to pile up. Ashlyn wants to know, where's the best place to order caladiums? I know you've mentioned it on here before and wanted to know the best place to order your caladiums.
Oh, that's a great question because I have recommended these people for a long time. It's called Caladiums, Florida. Not Florida Caladiums, Caladiums, Florida. Just Google it, and it has a great, great website insofar as they only sell caladiums and elephant ears. And their caladiums are divided up by color, and those that will take more sun, then will take less sun. It's a great website, and I have found them to be so responsive. If you order caladiums from them, they will obviously acknowledge your order, and they always say, we will mail them to you when it's time to plant in your area. And they always get mine to me, generally in the month of April. That's when you should plant them. Plant them in April, and they'll be coming up both in June, in that time frame, and they are great. It's a great plant. Many of them will take a lot of sun. Most of them like kind of filtered sun, but Caladium, Florida is a great place to go. Yeah. I think the guy that I've talked to on there is named Jack. So ask for Jack. if they say it, Jack doesn't work here, then I've got it wrong.
Yeah.
But, nowadays, you can just call anybody Jack, really. You can just go, hey, watch out, Jack.
Look out.
All right.
Claim.
Hit the road.
Exactly.
All right.
But seriously, it's a great company. They're down, I want to say down near Lake Placid, down in South Florida. That's where they grow
Caladiums,
a lot of their
Caladiums.
Caladiums. Florida.
All right, getting back to camellias, somebody wanted to know, we have a camellia planted too close to our house 3 years ago. Would it be successful to move it back about 2 feet away from our home? And if so, would now be a good time to do that?
Well, I would have preferred that we have moved it when it was really in the cooler months, when it was coldest, nastiest day of the year is a good time to do it, because moving camellias can be a little touchy. They have very strong root systems. Compare that to an azalea. Azalea has a very shallow root system. You can almost pry it out of the ground. But camellia, you've really got to get a lot of that root system insofar as transplanting it to another place. And a lot of it depends on the size. I mean, if it's a head high camellia, then you may have some problems with it. Mm-hmm. But get as much of the root system as you can. But here's what you need to do. But let me go back and answer the question point blank. Good idea. Mm-hmm. If it's too close to the house, yeah, moving it out's a good idea, especially if it's in the same sun shade area. But be very, very careful. But have that second hole ready to go. In other words, dig it up, get as much of the root as you can, and get ready to put it into that new hole. And in that new hole, you're going to have the sand you dug out of the hole. You're going to need to put some Canadian sphagnum peat moss in there. I wouldn't put a bunch of fertilizer. Mm. I would just use some peat moss, which is organic, but it'll help retain the moisture around those roots, which are going to be kind of traumatized. And what you might want to do, and it's probably a good time of the year to do this, is once you transplant it, prune it back a little bit, maybe 15%, maybe 20%, and water. That's the key. It can be done, but camellias are a little bit difficult just because of that strong root system.
Mm. All right. There's a question about, we're not going to talk religion on the show, but any advice to propagate a wandering Jew?
Oh,
never heard of that before this morning.
Oh, it's a great plant.
Except for the Bible.
People use it in hanging baskets and as a ground cover. It's good. If you want to propagate it, I would think it'd be very easy. Take a cutting, dip it into a little old granular material called rootone, put it in some real light soil, let it root, and then you can go ahead and...
They say they've got it in water right now, and it's growing like crazy.
Oh, no. They're easy to propagate.
Yeah.
But if it's growing like crazy, and if it's got a good root system that's already been established by growing in that water, go ahead and plant it in the ground or in a pot, hang a basket, whatever you want. But if you're starting from scratch and you've got some wandering Jew and you want to propagate it to get more...
Cut them down into smaller cuttings.
Put the cuttings in pots with that root tone. That root tone is something that promotes root growth. And it's really, really easy to do, especially with that plant.
Yes. And the person asking about the camellia too close to their house, they said, thank you for the answer. They'll wait till next February to move it and then make sure that they have dug out enough and have the new a hole ready without fertilizer.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It really is, like I say, especially if it's a larger one. Mm. And I say large, say head high, maybe even a little shorter than that. So I think that's good. I think they're doing the right thing.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get to another commercial break. We've got another great sponsor to tell you about, Pensacola Hardware Company. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in, 437-1620. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get your questions in before we run out of time, 437-1620. Mike, take it away.
Oh, very good. We've moved a lot of our plants inside because of the winter, and they're going back outside. But I wanted to finish up a conversation we've had over the last couple of weeks about how you take care of your plants inside. And we talked about light. We talked about humidity. But watering, this is a real interesting take by one of the county agents. Obviously, the Garden Line method is to stick your finger in there. And she says stick it 2 inches into to check the moisture in that pot to see if it needs watering. But this is really, I think, kind of cool. She says, if you want to know if a plant needs watering, water it and pick it up and see how heavy it is. And then when you pick it up in a couple of days, if it's much lighter, you don't need to water it. When it's really light, you need to water it till it weighs the same as it did the last time you watered it. Kind of a convoluted way to look at it.
Well, yeah, but that makes sense.
But
yeah.
But anyway, point is, it depends on how many pots you've got, how big they are, before you start picking them up.
Right. Yeah, we don't need any back issues, exactly. And we'll have to call into the Neal Clinic.
This is Sheila Dunning, who is a county agent, and she also says that you ought to have your plants almost dry out before you water it. I think that's probably good advice. I don't like to take it quite that far.
Right.
But she also says that potted citrus and ferns don't like that philosophy. They want to have consistently watered soil, moist soil. And also, if you do water, most of us inside have trays, obviously, that are underneath the pot because we've got a hole in the pot which gives us good drainage.
Right.
She says do not let the plant sit in that water in that tray, to empty that little tray so it's not standing water. Interesting. I've never really heard that before. So just a few recommendations on how to keep your plants healthy. Fortunately, we're almost ready to take all those plants that we brought inside, and we can now take them back outside and let them kind of heal themselves in the sun and the humidity and be in a place where they enjoy.
Yes. Being outside is important for humans and plants. So, yes. If you have questions, get them in before it's too late. 437-1620. We got another 30 minutes of Garden Line coming up after Fox News. Don't go anywhere.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Members of the House Judiciary Committee are questioning former special counsel Robert Hur about his report on President Biden's mishandling of classified documents, criticizing his memory. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan.
Joe Biden broke the law. But because he's a forgetful old man who would appear sympathetic to a jury, Mr. Hur chose not to bring charges.
The Hur report represents the complete and total exoneration of President Biden.
New York Democrat Jerry Nadler. A first shipment of aid by sea is on its way to Gaza.
The charity ship Open Arms was seen sailing out of Larnaca on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. It's towing a barge containing rice, flour and protein. The mission is mostly funded by the United Arab Emirates and organized by the U.S.-based charity World Central Kitchen.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza are on the brink of starvation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly sunny skies. It is 53 degrees, looking like a beautiful, beautiful morning out there. Pensacola police investigating an officer-involved crash last night on Bayou Boulevard. It happened near Hyde Park. Witnesses told Channel 3 that a Jeep was rolled onto its side after that crash. The good news, PPD reporting no life-threatening injuries. So far, not a lot of information on what caused the accident. The ARC Gateway scrambling to find adequate space for their adult day training center in Milton. The News Journal reporting that the program has been housed on Dixie Road for the last 30 years. But back in January, the building owner gave the agency notice they needed to move.
I guess I'm here representing the many parents and caregivers of these very special citizens. And hopes that you can continue to advise, counsel, and if there's any way of legitimately leveraging county resources to assist them as they make this urgent transition, it would be very, very much appreciated.
And that from yesterday's Santa Rosa Commission meeting, ARC Gateway has reportedly had some discussions with county leaders about the possibility of using the Baghdad Community Center. It's 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice, beautiful day today, starting off on the cooler side, warming up in the afternoon near 69 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. For Wednesday, we will have a chance of some isolated showers, high near 72. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Looking beautiful for Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
53 in Pensacola, 49 in Gulf Breeze, and 47 in Milton. Our next news at 10, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chinese smartphone company Xiaomi has announced it will launch its long-awaited electric car, the SU7, on March 28th. The company had promised in a previous social media post that the vehicle would be delivered as soon as it is launched. Xiaomi had previously told CNBC the company was targeting the premium segment with the car, but did not provide a price point. The Department of the Treasury has announced Direct File, a free tax filing program from the Internal Service Revenue, is now fully open in 12 pilot states. To start, the program focuses on simple tax situations, which applies to over 19 million taxpayers. The Treasury is aiming for at least 100,000 people to participate. The program could save the average filer
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 12th, 1859, on the Pensacola Navy Yard, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. As of noon on Saturday, the new lighthouse to serve shipping coming into Pensacola Bay will become operational. Captain John Newton of the U.S. Corps of Engineers told newsmen that as of today, the $30,000 project, which was authorized by the Treasury Department, will also include living quarters for a lighthouse keeper and an assistant. The new lighthouse structure replaces the 120-foot tower, which was built here about 30 years ago, and it is placed about a quarter mile further to the west, accommodating the land shift which nature has induced since then. Newton said that the modern mirrored prisms will have maximum viewing and that the light itself will be lighted by fuel oil burning lamps. Newton added that this is one of several stations that, along the Atlantic and the Gulf shores being fitted with these new powerful lights as part of the American safety system. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, The Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you on this beautiful morning. If you have questions, let us know. 437-1620.
You're going old school. Yeah.
I'm going old school.
You're going old school. Who is that?
That would be Washington Whirlgig.
I don't know that.
That might be the name of the song, actually. It's Charlie Barnett and his orchestra.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Washington Whirlgig. So Whirlgig. Whirlgig? I don't know. That's one of those words that maybe got lost in time there. But there's something about hearing music when you can hear the actual, you know, spin of the vinyl, you know?
Right. Exactly.
It's like white noise. It's very comforting. I love it.
Great job, Jake. I still have people say I really like the music that you and Jake play. And
yeah.
I say, well, I can't take any credit for it. And Jake's the man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, YouTube is a great resource. You can just type in things like bebop jazz or swing music from the 60s, 70s, 50s, whatever. And you'll usually find, you know, 5-6 hour playlists that you can just play all day. So not a paid endorsement for YouTube by any chance, but I do spend a lot of time on the YouTubes. All right, like we said, 437-1620. We did have a question before the break. Can I put down grass plugs if I have already spread a pre-emergent weed killer?
That's a good question. I think if you've already done the pre-emergence, mm-hmm. I would wait a bit. It won't hurt to say wait till May to put in your grass plugs. I just don't like planting new plants, especially seed, obviously. You wouldn't want to do that. But even with grass plugs, I think I would kind of cool it until we get, oh, maybe a couple of months away from putting down the pre-emergence. Then I think you'll be fine. But I wouldn't follow it up, you know, say within a month. I would think I would give it a little bit more time, no doubt about it.
Okay, get your questions in, 437-1620.
Well, let me say one thing, Jack, about mm-hmm. those plugs. Plugging grass is very interesting. And there was a time years ago, everybody used the grass plugs.
Mm-hmm.
But what you've really got to know about grass plugs is there are two things, in my opinion. One, you've got to put them relatively close together. The books will tell you, sometimes the brochure that comes with grass plugs will say, put these grass plugs 12 inches apart.
Hmm.
Well, that's asking a lot of those plugs
yeah.
to cover before the weeds can take over. Hmm. And second, they take water, and more water. And what I have found over the years, the later in the season, when you buy grass plugs, they, just like any other plant, will kind of get root bound. Because you buy grass plugs in a tray.
Right.
You buy it in a tray
yeah.
And that's where they've been grown. But they will get root bound. Those roots will kind of circle around. So when you plant them late in the season, and when I say late in the season, even midsummer, which is not a bad time to plant them, but just like you would planting an azalea, kind of loosen those roots a little bit and then plant them. And really kind of check them too before you buy them. If they're extremely root bound, you may want to rethink buying from that batch and find some that aren't.
Mm.
But it's a good way to do it. Oh, so how far apart should you put them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 5 or 6 inches,
okay.
which is pretty close. But what you want, obviously, is for them to cover
yeah.
because your weeds are going to start coming up between them, and to, you know, sooner they take cover, the better.
And you mentioned, you know, water, water, water.
Water, water, water.
And we've talked about this on the show before, but what is the best time to water your lawn during the day?
Well, there's no question. That's early in the morning. Mm. If you've got a sprinkler system, set it to come on at 5, 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. something on that order. Because if you water midday, then especially in the summer, all that water evaporates mm-hmm. and it doesn't have a chance to get into the grass. So you don't want to do that. And if you water at night, you're just asking for disease and fungus and all kind of problems. So early morning is by far the best time to do it.
That's when God does it with the dew, you know, in the mornings. That's when God waters the grass.
Well said, Jake. Very good. Very good.
Hey, it is very good. When all else fails, revert to nature.
That's exactly right.
All right, we have a question just popped up here. My Easter lily is overgrown in a pot. It needs to be divided up into 5 different pots. Any special instructions?
Well, if you're going to do that, I would do it now, obviously. I would use a good soil. If you're going to put it in a pot, and this really goes for any of your plants that you're putting into pots, spend a little extra money on a good potting soil. You can buy the bag 99 cent. Well, no, you can't buy 99 cent anymore, but a real cheap, mucky soil. You don't want that. You want a lighter soil that has good drainage. That is the key. And if you're dividing up these lilies, what you don't want to do is to use fertilizer because that can burn those roots. You can use a little liquid fertilizer or even a granular later on, but not when you first do it. Just put it in a good soil that'll give it good drainage. Keep it watered, and I think you'll be okay.
I thought I'd made a mistake there for quite. I got scared because as soon as I said my Easter lily is overgrown, you made a face I've never seen you make before. It was almost like I mentioned something on air I wasn't supposed to say.
No, okay. No,
You made this bad face.
I didn't know where we were going with it. No, I got it now. I know we're going to divide it and put it in new pots.
Yeah,
and that sounds good.
One time I had a guest on Pep Talk, and they gave me some notes that were prepared from their office, and there was something on those notes that wasn't public information and I was not supposed to say, but I of course was not aware of that, and I said it, and as soon as I said it, the guest, this look came over on his face like he had just seen a ghost, and I was like, oh no, I've ruined it. So I'm glad I'm still in the clear on that one.
But I won't pass any confidential notes to you.
Okay,
Jake,
good. Yeah,
mainly because I don't have any.
Yeah. All right, get your questions in before it's too late. 437-1620. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Oh, beautiful day here, man. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning.
No question. I was going to say, and before we leave today, golly, where'd the time go?
I know.
Maybe just a few guidelines for using post-emergence herbicide, which are the weed killers that we use to kill weeds that are up and that you want to kill now. We're getting about time to do it. The first thing I would always say is if you're going to use weed killer in your lawn in the spring, let's wait for that grass to kind of have come out of dormancy first. If you try to use the post-emergence weed killer when that grass is still totally dormant, you can have some problems. But there are 3 or 4, I made a few notes here, what you should do and how you should do it. Probably the first one is you've got to have your soil, your lawn, well irrigated. If you have a lawn that is suffering from dryness, and in Pensacola, you know, it doesn't take long
for it
to get dry, you can really be asking for trouble because those contact weed killers, those post-emergence weed killers, can really do some damage on a dry lawn. So what you want to do, you want to be sure that lawn is well irrigated. However, right after you use a post-emergence, you don't want to water it. You want it to stay dry for, let's say, a couple of days so it can go to work because it needs to be on that weed leaf surface for it to kill the weeds. And you really don't want to mow right before you put it out because you want, to be honest with you, you want those weeds to be up and looking at you.
Right.
So when you spray, that they'll absorb that weed killer and go away. So and don't mow afterwards, because that's gonna
spread it around.
Take all that weed killer you put on away. Obviously, don't treat the weeds, Jake, if there's no rain expected for 24 hours. Mm. You don't want to do that. And this is one that is a sermon we need to preach all the time, especially this time of year.
Preach it, Brother Wiggins.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
All right.
If you're going to put out pre-emergence, post-emergence, or all-inclusive chemicals that kill everything, never do it on a windy day. Mm. You talk about damage. You can damage your landscaping. You can damage your trees. Mm. You just don't want to do it on a windy day, because this time of year, as you know, we've had some this last week or so. We've had a lot of windy days.
Yeah, Sunday was super windy.
It just takes that mist, takes that weed killer, and puts it where you don't want it.
Right.
So be very, very careful.
All right.
And also just when the weeds are young and they're up, that's the best time to do it. That's when they're more susceptible to controlling it. But one other thing, another sermon. You ready?
Okay.
Another sermon. Integrated pest management. There's no reason, and I know the people listening are going to say, Mike, you're just stating the obvious. There's no reason to spray post-emergence weed killer where you don't have any weeds. Just spray in the area of your yard where the weeds are located and let that be it. Because if you do the integrated pest management philosophy of treating only where needed, you're going to save money. Two, you're going to do better for the environment. And it's just going to be more effective. And obviously, if you spray where there are no weeds, there's nothing to kill there.
Right.
And usually new sod does not have a weed problem. Mm. That's why you're putting new sod in there.
Right.
If it does, you may want to have a chat.
Think about where you bought it. All right.
So those are a few guidelines for using post-emergence herbicides.
All right. We've got a word from another great sponsor, Barnes Feed Store, coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to get your favorite weekend activities underway. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now is the time to get your hands dirty planting all your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What are you growing this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll be sure to have the best smelling backyard too, while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and all its accessories at Barnes Feed Store. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Ensley on Old Palafox.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Finding a reputable business shouldn't require luck or chance. But how can you tell who you can trust? Pro tip, the BBB connects people with businesses they can trust. So think of the BBB as the better, check with the BBB first, because better businesses are honest and commit to high ethical standards bureau. That's why they're better. Always look for the sign of a better business and find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be with you. Let me know if you have any questions for Mike before we run out of time. 437-1620. Take it away, Mike.
Well, Jake, kind of doing everything but dancing around the studio to that
music.
Oh,
I know. I love a good ride cymbal on some bebop jazz.
Yeah, you're talking.
Yeah.
I do want to mention one thing. It's not really garden related. Mm. I mentioned it last week, but I want to say it again. It's going to be a Books by the Bay. It's going to be an outdoor book festival in Pensacola, and it's going to be really special. It's going to be downtown, kind of behind the T.T. Wentworth Museum on Church Street, a great venue for this type of things. All kind of tents and displays with people displaying their books. The authors are all going to be there. They're going to have children's books, romance books, mysteries, fantasy, Southern Gothic, nonfiction, historical fiction, on and on and on. Mm. It's going to be a great, great event. They're even going to have literary walks downtown and a children's scavenger hunt. Mm. Just, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be March 23rd, Saturday, 10 to 4 at Museum Plaza, 120 Church Street. Now, I want you to look for one particular booth, and this is going to sound kind of funny. These are books written by Janet Wiggins. Now, you're going to say, well, Mike, you're kind of advertising something for your relatives again. Not so.
Right.
Janet is just a wonderful friend I've had ever since grade school, and she is writes children's books and has sold them all over. And she is going to be here at one of the booths with her children's books, and I hope you'll say hello to Janet Wiggins and say you heard Mike and Jake talking about the Books by the Bay.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a cool event. And so I hope you'll make it March 23rd on Saturday, 10 to 4.
All right. We had a question come in. Do you have a recommendation for liquid post-emergent for centipede and Argentine Baja
Bahia.
Lawn? Bahia yeah. Lawn?
Yes. Trimec is good. Carfenazone is good. Ortho, which is a brand name,
right.
Makes
heard of that.
They make one called Weed Bagon. But here's where you've got to really be careful, really for all of them, is look on that label and be sure that the grass that you're spraying the weed killer on is listed on that label.
Mm.
We talked last week about the great caller who called in a particular weed killer that he said really worked good for him.
Mm.
I didn't know about it. I never heard of it. So I went and looked it up. And sure enough, 5-page label, right in small letters, don't use on St. Augustine grass.
Yeah.
It'll burn it.
Oh.
So be sure that, especially with those ortho products, because they sell chemicals all over the country,
mm-hmm.
and you need one that's just for us here. So, yes, I think Trimec is one of my favorites, but once again, check that label. Bahia grass is an interesting grass. It's one that will take a lot of dryness. They use it on right-of-ways, on highways, such as that. And I've got a neighbor who has put in Bahia. There are two types, Pensacola and Argentine. If you're going to plant one, do not plant Pensacola Bahia.
Mm.
It'll send up all those stalks. You can watch it grow.
Mm.
Argentine Bahia, however, is an option that you may want to use. It's very, very hardy. It'll take powerful fertilizer, and I think most weed killers, if it's labeled, will handle it.
Catherine just texted in, it's behind the Pensacola History Museum.
Yeah.
Is that
the old T.T. Wentworth Museum. Am I correct, Catherine?
I'm not sure about that one. I'll look it up on the break here.
Yeah.
And then
Catherine's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And then when and what kind of weed and feed to put out, now or later?
Well, if you've ever listened to our show,
mm-hmm.
you know, the answer to that is Never. Never.
Yes.
We don't really recommend or like Weed and Feed because Weed and Feed generally, well, it has a lot of high-powered fertilizer and usually a pre-emergence weed killer, which should be used at different times of the year. So if you're putting Weed and Feed out early in the season when you should be putting out the weed killer, that fertilizer is the wrong one. Mm-hmm. And if you get into the hot weather and put a Weed and Feed out, that weed killer could damage your yard. So
Catherine did text back in, said yes, that same building. But a lot of people might know it as the Pensacola History Museum. So.
Catherine, I hope you agree with me that that Books by the Bay should be a cool event.
Yes.
It really should.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on Pensacola's Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, we're wrapping it up today on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with Garden Line, your host, Mike Wiggins.
Where did the time go, Jake?
Man, it just goes.
Sat down and started.
Yeah,
really appreciate all the texts. Great texts today that very timely, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate all those. I was going to say for next week, I was going to do a little bit this week, and of course we didn't have time. That's okay. I want to talk a little bit about plant choice. I think as we discuss this, and it may take a couple of weeks to get through this, about foundation plants, like taller growing plants that go in the back of your bed, your medium-growing plants, and then your low-growing ground covers that you can put in front of your bed. Or, for example, like we've had some people call the Garden Line who have big areas that they can't grow grass, so they want to put in ground covers. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about plant choice. What are some good ones? What are some we don't recommend? And maybe next week we can get into that.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
All right. Jake, always great.
Thanks, Jake. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Wiggins. All right, thank you to everybody listening. We'll be right back with Armada Advisors right after this, after the Fox News break. Don't go anywhere. I'm Jake Walker.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.